Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate Saint Lucy, virgin and a martyr. She was a young Christian maiden who had already offered her virginity to God and refused to marry when her mother pressed her to accept the offer of a young pagan. And her mother afterwards was afflicted for several years with an issue of blood, and all human remedies were ineffectual. And Lucy reminded her mother of the woman in the gospel suffering from the same affliction, who had been healed by divine power. So they resolved to make a journey to Catania, a port in Sicily, where the tomb of Saint Agatha had already become a pilgrimage site. Lucy told her mother, Saint Agatha stands ever in the sight of him for whom she died. Only touch her sepulcher with faith, and you will be healed. And St. Agatha had already saved this city when Mount Etna had erupted the year after her martyrdom. There were some frightened pagans seeing this big flow of lava descending directly toward the city. They'd uncovered her tomb, and at once the lava stopped. And St. Lucy and her mother spent the entire night praying at the tomb of St. Agatha until they were overcome by weariness, and both of them fell asleep. And St. Agatha appeared in a vision to St. Lucy, and she foretold her mother's recovery, and she also foretold St. Lucy's future martyrdom. She said, "You will soon be the glory of Syracuse, as I am of Catania." And at that instant, her mother's cure was effected, and in gratitude, her mother allowed her daughter to distribute her wealth among the poor and to preserve her virginity. And the young man who had sought her hand in marriage denounced her as a Christian during the persecution of Diocletian. But our Lord, by a special miracle, saved from harm this virgin who he had chosen for his own. The executioners would have taken her to a house of ill repute, but they were unable to move her. So the frustrated prefect gave orders to attach her by ropes harnessed to bulls, but the bulls couldn't budge her either. So he accused her of being a magician. And he said, "How can you, a feeble woman, triumph over 1,000 men?" But St. Lucy replied, "Bring 10,000 and they'll not be able to combat against God." So he had a big fire kindled around her, which did her no harm, even though she was covered with resin and oil. So he finally thrust a sword into her heart, and the promise made at the tomb of St. Agatha was fulfilled, and St. Lucy died predicting peace for the church. You know, when we read the lives of the saints, you realize that they had to bear sufferings and temptations, you know, far greater than any of ours. And the only way they were able to overcome them was by the love of our Lord and His most holy Mother. Let us nourish this pure love by meditating upon their lives, and above all by devotion to the most holy Eucharist and frequent confession. These are the remedies, the antidotes against sin, and they are pledges of eternal life.